4.4, your Sunday morning across the country. Tickets on sale for Redfest DXB. More to come on that about you meeting Camila Cabello.
Yep.
In studio right now, WWE superstar Sasha Banks is with us. Woo! Good morning!
Yeah.
As an Australian, we say Sasha.
You're from Australia?
Yeah, originally from Australia.
Wow.
Do you get Sasha? Do you get Sasha? Do you get Sash? What do you...
I get Sasha. I get Sacha. I get Sasha. I get everything. Oh, Sasha. It's so many things.
The moment when you were when you got the contract and they said you are now a WWE superstar, where was the moment? Do you remember that very moment?
When they gave me the call that I was getting signed, I was actually getting a fitting for my engagement ring because it was too big. And I remember being in the hallway and I got the call from Canyon Seaman, the talent relation guy, and I just started bawling. I was like, no way, I did it! It's
the
been
top,
a long time coming.
It
is. It's,
yeah.
It's the best. It's been something that I wanted since I was 10 years old. And for me, I really feel like I've been chasing the dream since I was 10, from studying and staying up and watching wrestling and forgetting about my friends just so I can go home and watch wrestling. And then when I was 18, I joined a wrestling school. I got signed at 20. Now I'm here at 26, making a difference. And it's been beautiful.
Well, no, as a woman, I think a lot of young women, I love the WWE personally. I've loved it ever since I was young. I've always watched it, looked up to all of the superstars. But to all the young fans and the young women who are looking at you, because I think it's so cool to see such a powerful woman, a confident woman on such a global platform. What do you want to say to them?
Just never give up on your dreams. I asked WWE a million times for tryouts and they told me, no, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this. But I kept on knocking down that door, and now it's like, you told me no?
Yeah.
The first time woman to headline a pay-per-view, you told me no?
So good.
A four-time Raw Women's Champion, you told me no? So you can legit achieve anything if it's your dream and your passion, because all those no's turn into all these yeses and all these first-time evers and all this history-making, and now I'm using my platform for something so special like the Special Olympics, and it's so crazy to see how far I've come within WWE and just as a person itself. So
it's amazing. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Your husband's also a wrestler, right?
He was a wrestler, and now he's a costume designer within the WWE, so he makes all my costumes. You see the jacket that we have there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he makes all the cool stuff that you see.
The WWE is such a what I like is that with the World Games that are happening, the Special Olympics, it's a family. The WWE are
a family.
It's like two families coming together. It's the Brady Bunch.
It is the Brady Bunch.
It is two families coming together, and I love that. It's got the same values, the same ethics, and I think that's really important for you, it seems.
It is, and we are one big dysfunctional family as well.
Yeah, sure.
We have so many different people from so many different backgrounds, but we truly are like brothers and sisters, and we make sure we take care of each other, and we make sure that we use our platform for spreading good light and spreading a good message. And you know, that's what WWE is all about, trying to put smiles on everybody's faces. And we're such this amazing community, and you know, traveling around the world, you really realize how big WWE is globally.
Snoop Dogg's your cousin?
That's right.
Like legit cuz?
My legit first cousin.
How often do you talk to him?
You know, I talked to him very often. He actually, my WrestleMania debut, WrestleMania 32, he came out and did my entrance with me, which was so, so cool, because when I was 16, I went to WrestleMania with him in Orlando, and I made my debut at WrestleMania in Orlando. So it's just, it's crazy how...
Full circle.
It's legit full circle.
Were you able to be there for his Hollywood Walk of Fame? You got the star. Were you there?
No, I wasn't, but we were in L.A.,
What happened?
Well, I had a show to do.
Okay.
That's what I had to do. I have to work too, you know.
Sure.
I have to make my money.
Of course, that's right.
Sure. Yes, but I'm very proud of him. He's done so much, and he's such a legend. He's also someone that supports like so many worldly things and wants to make a difference with his platform too. But he's incredible, and I'm so lucky that he's family.
Virgin Radio. Time saver traffic
with McDonald's.
Love it. Sasha Banks, more to come.